Shabbos Baruch Haftal Mishnah Dal Mechatchen Es Adulim Lifnei Behema Vesen Avela Lifnei Haklovim. One is allowed to cut gourds in front of an animal. These gourds, according to Rashi and the Rav, seems according to the Rav, that was detached before Shabbos and it was fitting for a human. It's not normally given to animals to eat, but since it's Muchan for a human, an animal is allowed to eat it too. Vesen Avela Lifnei Haklovim. Also a carcass, a dead animal in front of dogs. Now, this nevela could have even been a nevela that died on Shabbos, an animal that died on Shabbos, and you fed that dead animal to a dog on Shabbos. Now, why is it that by the gourd had to have already been detached before Shabbos, but by nevela, even a nevela that died on Shabbos is okay? So the Tferisol explains that there's a difference when it comes to a gourd that's connected to its branches, whatever they're growing from. So those things, since it's not detached from the ground, he totally separates from using it on Shabbos. So if this thing on Shabbos was still connected, he's meisiach das from it totally, and therefore it's going to be muksa, and he cannot use it. Masha ein kein, an animal, even if an animal is not a sick animal, that he's going to assume it's going to die, stam, the way of the world, the animals eventually are going to die, so he's not meisiach das. Because without a physical action happening, the animal can just die by itself. Masha'in Cain, the gourd, it seems that it would only come off if somebody physically cut it off. Therefore, when it comes to an animal, it's not as a problem as muksa, as it would by a gourd. So therefore, you're allowed to cut up the nevela in front of the dogs, even if it became a nevela on Shabbos itself. And the other point is, according to the Tanakhama, is that we see even a nevela that before Shabbos was fitting for a human, just like the gourd before Shabbos is usually fitting for a human, still, one is allowed to feed it to the animal on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Imlo Haisa Nevela Meir of Shabbos Asur L'Fisheinu Menemuchan. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed and he said that if this animal wasn't a nevela before Shabbos, then it's usur to feed your animal because it's muksa. It's not something that's prepared for an animal, because anything that's fitting for a human, a person is not going to set it aside for his animal. Even if the animal, we're talking about the thing that's going to become food, even if that animal is sick, Erev Shabbos, and maybe one would think, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would be makel on a sick animal, that this sick animal dies on Shabbos, one can feed the sick animal to another animal because the sick animal maybe is not muksa, because he had in mind it's going to die, so it wasn't really fit for human consumption. Nevertheless, the Rav explains that the person would still think that the animal may get better, and therefore he would not set it aside for his animal, and it would be muksa according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.